Kalim chapter 22, Mishnah 3, Safsal, a bench, Shenital Echad Mayroshav, that one of its heads, but actually it means legs. You got like a bench, the legs were thick boards, you know, so it doesn't call it a leg, he calls it a head, but it means one of the legs falls off. Tahor, so it's now no longer susceptible to impurity, because you can't sit on the thing, right? If one of the legs falls off, and the bench is sitting like this, so it's no longer susceptible to impurity. Nital Asheni Tahor, if the second one falls off, it's also Tahor, it's also insusceptible, because a bench without legs, people don't sit on it, right? It's no improvement to the ground. But Im Yesh Bo Gevur Tefach, unless it's quite a thick piece of plank, the seat, because if it's quite a thick piece, he says a Tefach long, then Tameh, then it would still be susceptible, because such a board someone might sit on, right? Less than that, you might as well sit on the ground, you know? But if it's at least a tefacha, so then that's something you might sit on. Shrafraf, a footstool, shenital echad marashav, if one of its legs falls off, Tameh, it's still susceptible to impurity, because you could still put your feet on it, even if it's like kind of wonky, you know, you can still put your feet on there. The chena kisa shelifne katedra, and so too a chair that is in front of a cathedra, he's translated it as, which he brings as an armchair for important people, and there was a footstool in front of it. So this footstool in front of this armchair for important people, even if one of its legs is removed, it's still usable, because you can still put your legs on it, and therefore it would still be susceptible to impurity.